The CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado coronavirus hospitalizations are rising but remain relatively low. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The state reports 103 Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's up 26 over the last 2 weeks and the first time over 100 in a month. But it's far fewer than the peak of the Omicron wave in mid-January. Dr. Anuj Mehta, a pulmonologist at Denver Health, says thanks to vaccinations and prior infections.
An overwhelming percentage of the state has some degree of immunity, so we don't anticipate such a large increase in hospitalizations at this point.
The test positivity rate, a gauge of transmission, has been ticking up for weeks and now tops the key 5% level, but health officials say modeling doesn't project another major surge for now. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
UC Health is cutting the price of a cancer drug called Zoladex after admitting it overcharged patients, according to the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Fort Collins resident Holly Quinn told the paper she was charged more than $9,000 per injection, an injection for which UC Health paid less than a tenth of that cost. A UC Health spokesperson apologized for the error and said UC Health would offer a refund to similar patients. The Denver Nuggets basketball season is over after losing in the first round of the playoffs last night. The team fell to the Golden State Warriors 98-102. Golden State won the series 4-1. The Nuggets played the whole series without two of their stars, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., who are both injured. Right now in Denver, it's 76 degrees. A fire weather watch is posted for the city tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.